Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk, very straight talk, especially today on health. I'm here with a wonderful woman. She was a client, a patient, and she's my guest today. Her name is Danielle. Say hello.
Hello, Dr. Medici.
And she's got a story for you. Remember, the theme of the show, why you're listening to the show, why you're telling your friends about the show, is the following. If you know somebody who's taking the supplements, the nutrition, or listening to the allopath, and they're smart people who are sincere about their healing, just spinning around in circles for day after month after year after decade sometimes, get them to this show, because we're laying down a paradigm. We're giving you a perspective that I think is very cutting edge. And just as I brought Marianne on the show a couple of weeks ago, I'm bringing Danielle today, because these people are in my Hall of Fame. And that means they were in trouble, serious trouble, life-threatening trouble, the kind of trouble that in the old days you just lock the door and throw away the key kind of trouble. They came from childhoods that were extremely challenged. They got physically sick with tons of the symptoms that all of you share. And they dug their way out of the hole bit by bit by bit, because they evolved perspective. They deepened their faith, and they translated that faith into action. And that's how you heal. And that is not the prevalent theme. That is not what people are doing. Forget allopathic medicine. The MD stuff is, when it works, and when it doesn't, well, we all know it doesn't. I'm referring to how holistic medicine, natural medicine, nutritional medicine works. And what I'm saying is, when you're just downing herbs at the exclusion of all the other integrations, when you're just downing herbs and you're not getting what's foundational, you don't really understand then how to use the herbs. So that's the theme of the show, if you're tuning in to the first time. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, Straight Talk on Health, straighttalk.cc on the website. Here's a woman that came in a couple of years ago, and the page was filled with problems. Couldn't sleep, a 10. Constipation to where the stools were always bloody, a 10. Pain all over the body. I'm talking the kind of pain where if you just press lightly into the tissue, the person would scream in pain, burning, screaming pain, bad fibromyalgia, no memory whatsoever, very, very poor retention, pain in the heels, pain in the joints, skin discolorations, you name it, she'd been through it, off a life and a childhood of a lot of emotional trauma that she'll talk to you about today. A period each month, a menses, her bleeding cycle to the point where she just about passed out. I'm talking about a time bomb. I'm talking about the kinds of things that you see out there that present in your office as a long, 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 never-ending list of problems. And the point to you guys is you can't go about this point by point. You've got to hit fundamental concepts. You've got to change perspectives to deliver. So I'm going to start, Danielle, with I think one of the most poignant things that you've said to me. That you and your dad got to the point where, backed into a shower one day, the bathroom where the shower was, you had to turn to him and tell him, if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to kill you. And how old were you?
I think I was in the sixth grade.
And that night, you, I think in your own words, shook all night.
I shook for the rest of the night because I was so scared at how determined I had been and how could I be filled with that much hate.
That's a feeling. I wish I had been a little bird on your shoulder back then to hold your in your pain and say that reaction was appropriate because you were under attack. But you see what happens, and this is what I wanted to say the other day. When a child is accosted that way, when they're either physically or verbally or sexually abused, and they have to get to the point where they feel like they have to fight for their life and they feel that level of hate, what they do is they internalize that hate. And they start to feel like something's wrong with them if God should just forget about their pain and leave them to that kind of a fate. And so they start to hate themselves. And that's the beginning, okay, of a process where that internalization of that feeling of get out of my way and let me live turns into I hate myself. And once that happens, Danielle, the autonomic nervous system shifts. In that night that you shook, your organs started to shake. And you can see, coming to see me that many years ago presented me with a situation where we couldn't really use herbs because the herbs wouldn't go into your body. Now, those of you listening, there are so many of you in sympathetic dominance. But you fought back, you see. And what you did is you held your faith. And I've watched you over the last couple of years do something very characteristic of people who heal this. You started to understand that it just wasn't the verbiage. It was the verse, from often biblical verse, that you had to take to your body. I've watched your body come alive. And this is the connection that a lot of people don't make. They go through trauma. They suspect that their symptomology is connected to their trauma. But they don't know how to liberate their body. And this is where the cleanses come in. Now, one thing that happened to you is your blood got very thick. And we experience that. Women experience that in terms of their monthly cycle. So you had clots come out that were huge and hard, but your whole body was a clot. The minute you go into, from childhood, traumatic moments like that, what the blood does is it congeals. And this is really overlooked in Western medicine. As far as I'm concerned, functionally, it's overlooked in nutritional medicine. The thickening of the blood, extreme blood stasis, expressed as clots in the period, really represent what the entire body is doing. Now, you've told me some stories about how bad your periods were. Worst example being like what? What was a bad period years ago?
It would start about a week before where I might get a little light headache, and then the headache would progress until about 24 hours before menstruation, and then it would get more intense, and then I'd start getting nauseous, then I would start puking, and usually about the time that I was vomiting is when my menstruation would start, and then I'd start with the cramping, and the cramping required medication in order for me to even be able to not writhe in pain for at least 24 to 48 hours.
And that period today is like what?
It used to be that it would start with some really super light spotting and then go into the heavy clotting and then spot again. So it would go anywhere from 7 to 9 days. And now it starts, bam, 3 days later it's done, bam. And
as you bleed less, you lose less bone. In the audience, the more you bleed, the more bone you lose. So number one, we retain your mineral reserve because we've shortened the number of days. Tell me about those two massive clots that came out. And after that, you didn't know what it was to have pain during a period. Check this story out.
So about 10 months into eating nutrient-dense foods and doing the enemas and trying to get bile, I released on two consecutive periods a clot that was about the size 2 inches to 3 inches in diameter. And after passing those, things diminished drastically on my symptomatology.
And that clot, see, that clot is how I see your body until that happens. So when somebody comes in and they have that type of symptomology with the period each month, I know that the ache and pain in their neck, their shoulders, their joints, their low back, their irritability, their anxiety is based on the fact that the blood, the viscosity, the thickness or density of the blood is just like that clot. So one of the things we have to do is thin the blood until we don't see that in the period anymore. For those of you in the audience where each month is a torture, that's what has to be associated to the rest of your symptoms. And ladies that are menopausal, if you've had histories like this and now it's something else like a lump in the breast, you have to associate those symptoms to that period. The female cycle is an indice, it's a measurement of your health. So when you came in like that, and I knew you had clots like that, where you, in your own words, were doubling over at times in pain each month and bleeding that much, we have stasis of blood, and then we also have depletion of bone. So a woman, through her cycles then, if they're not tended to correctly, greatly increases her chance for the osteoporosis and the lessening of the bone density, because over many years of 7 to 9 day periods, especially after children, you get to a point during menopause in the 50s where you've just destroyed so much bone to support all the blood loss each month, not to mention the clotting. That stasis is an ovarian cancer. That stasis of blood becomes a fibromyalgia. That stasis of blood becomes a stroke. That stasis of blood helps in the formation of fatty plaque in the arteries. It's so fundamental. Stasis of blood is not a lot different than saying we've just cut your oxygen supply by 50%. So there's number one. But here's a good one. You talked about bile. And people on this show know how much I emphasize that, because getting the bile to flow, getting the blood to thin, these are the fundamentals of health. These are the things people have to be looking at. Lots of people in your position come to me each and every month looking for a different herb for each of the 50 or 60 symptoms that we lay down. They come in and they say, I only want to work on these two symptoms, right? For a lot of people, this is ludicrous. It doesn't work. You understand that so deeply in yourself. But the other thing you understand is, how many coffee enemas for how long a period did you have to do before you got bile?
I started doing coffee enemas in 2010 in March. And I would say by midsummer, I had bile maybe once every other week or so, potentially. Then I started doing coffee enemas because my detox symptoms were so severe every day in October of 2010 until every day in October 2011. And it wasn't until this year in May that I started getting bile with every coffee enema.
That's a threshold. The day you start to see the bile flow every single day is another leap. So what we did with you and what your health coach did with you, again, those of you listening, when Danielle came to see me, there was a point at which I had to take her off herbal medicine. I had to take her away from the herbal nutrition because I could see it was confusing her psyche. Now think about that. She comes in good faith to a doctor that understands how to use herbs so that her body can heal itself. And that doctor, sometime within the first 3 to 4 months, sends her away and says, you don't need to do this. You need to see such and such a person. So I sent Danielle to work with someone whose name, at her request, she does not want revealed. But she's a health coach. And she works with people. And she creates relationship. And you had a beautiful relationship with this young woman.
Absolutely.
Two young women, okay, meeting like strangers on a train, exchanging journeys, and sharing so that you didn't go into panic. Mm-hmm.